One of the most powerful bath experiences I have had with the Kalamura system has been with this black bottle. It's the G8, the Gaia 8 bottle in the Kalamura system. And each time I've poured it into my bath, I've been amazed at how it presents a different aspect, a different colour of itself. I remember the first time I poured in, it turned the water completely blue, and I ended up in this blue bath. And the second time I had a bath experience with this bottle, it was red, and the whole bath seemed to turn into blood. And then a third time I bathed in the bottle, it turned the water purple. It just seemed to choose which colour it wishes to present as its main feature. And at the time in my life, those were the colours that were very appropriate to me. For example, the purple came at a time when I was grieving. My mom had passed away, and I felt that, and purple is a colour that helps you with the grieving process. So this bottle seemed to just intuitively know what it was that I needed. So I find this bottle very, very magical. I feel that if you've been drawn to this card and to this bottle and to the black process, you really are in need of some serious help to let go some very big blocks that have been with you possibly through many lifetimes. So the black is a time when, instead of feeling like you need to hide from the world and cover yourself up, it's a time when you can actually see it as a rebirth, as a potential for new life, a new you. One of the first processes when you are in a black phase of your life is acceptance. Just accept that it's part of the cycle of life, that you go through the process where you've got to withdraw a little bit into yourself, and you need to experience some of the darker energies and remember some of the darker events in your life. Acceptance that it's just a way of life will really help you to not be in a depressive state or in a sad state for too long. The next step after the acceptance is to simply allow the process to unfold as it needs to in its own time. This is not something you're going to push forward. You're going to allow it to have its own momentum and its own pace, and it will take you on its journey. And I know for me personally, through my black phase, the third thing that helped was I never gave up hope and faith. I always just believed that this rebirth that I was going through was going to lead to something new, and it did. And every time I've been through a rebirth experience, that story of the phoenix that goes through the flames and comes out more beautiful and brighter and with more wisdom than before, it has exactly been that experience. When you are going through a black experience, keep your friends and your family close. Try not to alienate them. Allow support in, allow people to help you with whatever it is that you need, and don't be afraid to ask for help. There will be times in their lives that they will be going through a phase that you could step in and support and help them. So really allow support in. That is probably the most important message that we can give when you are in a black phase. Whether it's family support, financial support, medical support, really just allow it in. It's not a sign of weakness that you open up to somebody helping you. It's a sign of power, and it's a sign of hope, and it's a sign of self-belief that it is simply just a cycle that you will get through, and you're going to come out on the other side magnificently newly birthed. All the best with this part of your journey.